on that Samech Amid Beis. Amenash Yeshli Masayim Zuz. We had in the Mishnah, let us just see again the Mishnah Daf Samech Amid Aleph, the last two bovis. Amenash Yeshli Masayim Zuz. Harezim HaKodeshes V'yeshloi. V'yeshloi means if there's a biro of Edim that he has, that he possesses Masayim Zuz, then she's Mekodeshes. Al Menash She'erech Masayim Zuz, Harezim HaKodeshes V'yarelo, she's Mekodeshes, if he shows her the Masayim Zuz. Here it is not sufficient that there's Edim. The Tnai was Sha'arech Masayim Zuz, that I'll show you the Masayim Zuz. You'll see with your eyes that I have Masayim Zuz. The Yarela. Bimhera ala Shulchan Eina Mekodesh. So Rashi said in the Mishneh, Hachi Gassinen, Bimhera ala Shulchan Eina Mekodesh, Vachi Perusha. Im haya shulchani, the herola moish sheinam shalai. He showed her money which is not his. Im ala shulchan shalaf on the vayne mekadeshes. Neiskav nezu ala lirais mishalai. The intent was not that he should show her Masayim Zuz, that he should show her the Masayim Zuz that belonged to him. So now let us see the Gemara. Amnashi Yeshli Masayim Zuz. Im Yeshli means the Yeshli, that means that there is Edim, that there are Mayit, that he has Masayim Zuz. Then she's Mekodesh. So the Gemara asks, V'neichosh Shema Yeshli, it would seem from the Mishneh, the Yeshli, if there's Edim, she's Mekodesh. But if there's no Edim, she's not Mekodesh. Because there's no Edim that are Meir that he possesses Masayim Zuz. So the Gemara asks, even though there's no Edim, V'neicha Shema Yeshle, but how could you say she's not Mekodeshes Peteiras Vadai? Maybe he does have Masayim Zuz. So she should be Sofik Mekodeshes. V'oi Tanya, we learned in an Ofen the Baraisa that says Klo like that, Chayshinon Shema Yeshle. That the Baraisa says, if there are no Edim, she's Sofik Mekodeshes, because we're Chayish, maybe he does have Masayim Zuz. So the Gemara answers, Leikashe, Ho Bikdushei Vadai, Ho Bikdushei Sofik. That the Mishnah is speaking about, she's only Mekodeshes, B'teiras Vadai, if Edim will be made, Sheyesh Le Masayim Zuz. But Einach Hanami, if I do not have any Edim, so then, she's Mekodeshes B'teira Sofik. What does Rashi say? V'yesh loy, mashme sheyesh edim sheyesh loy. Halav hochi. If there are no edim, ain't a Mekodeshes. U'materes lacha. V'amay necho shema yesh loy. Let's be chayish, maybe he does it. There's no edim. So let us be chayish al kapana, maybe he does it. Kedushei vadei have im onu yoidim sheyesh loy, then it's kedushei vadei. V'nav keminoshim bo acha v'kitcho einu mekodesh. So she's zicha not mekodesh to the second one. V'chi lo yodinam, but what is if we don't know chayshinan shema yesh loy? Who is taka chay shema yesh loy? V'eina muteres lacha, she's not muter to another person because we're taka chayish. Umiyu tzricha get min hasheini. But she'll need a get from the second one also. The shemalei hoyo rishaynim kedushim. Maybe the first one wasn't kedushim. We don't know. So memele. So she's not vadei mekodeshes to the first one. So she'll need a get from the second one misaf. Al menash sha'arech mosayim zuz. Tone. So it says in the Baraisa, Loi niskavna elo larais mishaloi. That's what it, the tnai was. She made a tnai with him that he should show her Masayim Zuz. Loi niskavna, her intent was not she should show him Masayim Zuz. Elo larais Mishalait, that he should show her his Masayim Zuz. Let us see, what does Rashi say? Loi niskavna zu, elo, lirais Mishalait. Lefichach. So Rashi says, since that is pshat, im hera ala shulchan shalafonav, vuhu shulchan iba mois einam shaloi, einam mikodeshes. So Rashi seems to be saying that the Baraisa is telling us, that means the Baraisa is telling us pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, amanasha arich masach zuz, if she's only Mekodeshes, V'yad Allah, he has to show her his. So the Baraisa says, why? The Baraisa says, because that was her whole intent. She wants to see his mother. Therefore, Rashi feels like, and it seems the Baraisa says like this, if that is pshat, Lefichach im hera ala shulchan shalafona vu shulchani, if that is pshat and that's not, that's what the Baraisa is telling us, that loin niskavna elo liresh mishaloi. That was her kavanah. So memela, if he's a shulchan, you will not help. So the Baraisa is telling us pshat in the Mishnah. Now, to go further, is we'll see, is l'cheira very shver. V'imher elo ala shulchan, ein amakodeshes. Like the Gemara pshite. So what's the kasha pshite? We just said a minute ago that the Baraisa is telling us that the words that you'll come to a lawyer will say, well, the condition was Sha'arich Masayim Zuz. So he showed him Masayim Zuz. No, the Baraisa says you have to read between the lines. Sha'arich Masayim Zuz was, her whole kavanah was not to see Masayim Zuz. Her whole kavanah was to see his Masayim Zuz. That was the intent. So therefore, the showing has to be is to show her his money. So the Mishnah is telling us pshat. The words theoretically are part of it. Sha'arech Masayim Zuz. One could say, I showed you Masayim Zuz. So therefore, the Baraisa says, no, but we have to say pshat and what her intent was. So he's in this kavna. So therefore, and that, therefore Rashi says, lefichach, therefore, since this is pshat, im hera la shulchan, so we're understanding the Baraisa is explaining pshat in the Mishnah that we should not accept the words kipshutam. We should understand what her intent was. Now let us go further in the Gemara. V'imhera lo ala shulchan eina mikodeshes. Like the Gemara pshite. So what's the kasha pshite? That's, since this is pshat, that's why it's eina mikodeshes. What is the pshite? Before Rashi said Leficha. That's Mashayshev asked the Kashe. Let's not go into the terrace. But Lechere Tzahore. Al-Kapanim, the Gemara asks Pshita. So the Gemara answers, like, Tzricha Afol Gav Din Nokat Tomi Be'iske. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Be'iske, Lamach Tzitzcha Hoyu Lefonov Al Shulchanoi, Lahachlef Ulehistake. He had money, which was not his, but he had money to invest. That means, l'machtzischar, poshet aniske zapal gemilve pal gepekon. That half of the money he had borrowed, the other half of the money is a pekon, but he has $200 to invest, and to make profits with it, l'hachlef ulehistake. Now, the Ran says over here, amir de kechidish. So what's the Chiddush? But he doesn't have it. He said that he has to possess 200 Zuz, Masayim Zuz. He doesn't have Masayim Zuz. No. With this money, he made ready more than Masayim Zuz. So he has a Keren that is not his Taket, Spal Gemilva Palka Pekodin. But we have Revochim that came in from this Iske, which is Masayim Zuz. So theoretically, he has Masayim Zuz. No, so I believe he has Masayim Zuz, so that he can show on the table. He has Masayim Zuz. That's the Revochim that is coming in from the Siskit. So why isn't she Mekudeshes? So the Mefoshim explain as follows. if they would have made a chalukah then and there, that means the Baal HaMois comes over to the Shulchan, he said, good, we invested in this, let's divide up the Rebochim, and then the Shulchan would have taken the Mosayim Zuz as a chalik of as his chalik, that's the Lamachzishar, so then Itaka possesses Mosayim Zuz. But it is speaking about before chalukah. We're not dividing the Rebochim. The halacha is before chalukah, what will be if we will need to invest the revach in the keren in order to prevent that the keren should get lost completely. So the revachim before chalukah are still yet not, they don't belong yet to the shulchan. If they would make now a chalukah, so it belongs to him, so yes, Mosayim Zuz. But if he as yet did not make, they did not make chalukah, so the revochim are mishubit to this iske. That could be they'll have to take this revach and put it into the iske. So the shulchan he cannot take it for himself if he wants to. So memele, so that is why it's not considered, that's why it's not considered that the revach is his. If there'll be a hefsig in the esig, so we have to be mashkiya the revach in the keren. So then it'll come out that he won't have Mosayim Zuz. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Al menashe yeshli beis kurofa. He made a tanai a menashe yeshli beis kurofa hareza mekudeshes. But yeshli, if he taka has, if there are two edim that say that he possesses a beis kurofa, al menas sheyeshli b'mokim pliny. What if he said two things? I possess a beis kurofa, and he says I have a beis kurofa in this area. So now im yeshli b'isei mokim mekodeshes. So now it's not sufficient that he possesses a beis kurofa; he has to possess the beis kurofa in the area that he said he possessed it. Ve'im lav. But if it's not in that area, he possesses a beis kurofa, but it's in a different area. Ein mekodesh. Al menash arech beis kurofa. But if he said, "I'll show you the beis kurofa," arez mekodeshes v'yarena. If he shows it to her, v'imhera bebika. If he showed her a beis kur and a bika, and it's not his, ein mekodesh. Let us see Rashi. Beis kur. Now, what does a beis kur mean? Mokaim horoi lizroya lametzoi. This is a mokaim that one could plant 30 so. Vechoshvinon, so now we know how large the area has to be. It has to be large enough to be able to plant 30 so in this mokaim. So we have dimensions and we have guidelines how to figure this out. V'choshvinan l'chol sasoyim, we have a cloud that an area that one is capable of planting tusa is meya al-chamishim kechotzer ha-mishkan. That is, so meya al-chamishim is an area that one can plant tusa. Chamishim al-chamishim lebeisa. One so. So you need 50 amas by 50 amas. You need 100 amas by 50 amas. And then you can plant there tusa. Now a base kul is 30 so. So if we know the dimensions needed for tusa, we'll multiply this by 15. We'll have the dimensions for 30 so. Ubeisku, so 100 by 50 is 2 so. So let's multiply 100 by 15, which is 1500. By 50, that will be 30 so. Because 100 by 50 is 2 so, 1500 by 50 will be 30 so. Ubeisku, elef v'tavkuf oirech al nun reichet. So 1500 ames by 50 ames. That is the shetach that one can plant 30 so. V'im'ata meraboy, if you want to make this into a square, that you could plant 30 sod, that's called a base coat. Timtze'ano, so then I'll tell you, the square will be Mosayim Vishivim Ushloisha, 273 Amis, Vehetvochim, Al Mosayim Vishivim Ushloisha, Vehetvochim. That will be a square, and that is what is normally called a base school, 200 and a little, Kemat, 274 Amis, a little less than 74 Amis, because it's missing a little less than a tefach to make it 74 Amis. Al kaponim, that is the shear of a base school. V'imhera bebika, areilich bika gdoila obo kami batikurin, v'ein echad mehen shaloi. So then the halach is, ein amekodeshes. Now we have this same mashmois in the second mishnah that we had in the first mishnah. Amenashe yeshli beis korofo areisa mekadeshes. If the yeshli, there is edim that are made that he possesses a beis kor. So the gemara is the same tasha. V'neiches shema yeshli. I feel that there's no edim. Why do you say ein mekadeshes b'teiras vaday? Let's be chayish, maybe possesses a base school. V'oi, then another kashe, tanya, we learned in a baraisa that it's takas, chashin and shema yeshla. So the Gemara says the same text like we said before by Messiah Mizuz, loy kashe. That what the Mishnah says, that she's only mukodeshes if edem are made, or v'kedushay vaday. That means she'll only be mukodeshes b'teiras vaday, if I have edim that are made that he possesses a base code. But if I don't have these edim, it's abik dushay safik. So then Lamai says shall be mekudish potato safik. Rek de gemore, lomali lemisne gabi are, velomali lemisne gabi zuzi. Is lechayre, the kash of the gemore is, this is how the mashoz mavai Rashi didn't learn like this completely, but the pashtus is, and I think this is how the Rashba learns pshat, that the gemore's kash is on the baraisa. We have a baraisa, two baraisas. One baraisa says that if im ein loy chayshinon by mosayim zuz, Tanya Chayshinon Shema Yeshloi. No, I'm sorry, if he doesn't have Edim, it's Chayshinon Shema Yeshloi. Maybe he has Mosayim Zuz. And it says the same thing, if I don't have Edim that he possesses a base called Chayshinon Shema Yeshloi. So why do I need two Baraises to tell me if I don't have a Birr Gomo that he possesses Mosayim Zuz, or I don't have a Birr Gomo that he possesses a base called is Chayshinon? Why does the Baraisa have to repeat this halacha two times? We're speaking about Mosayim Zuz, and we're speaking about a base school. Why is this necessary to repeat two times? Lomali lemisni gabi yare, v'lomali lemisni gabi zuz. The Gemara tzriche, I need both Baraisas. Di'i ashminan gabi zuzi, if it'll only say by zuzi, that were chayish, so I'll say, you know why you're chayish by Zuzi? Even though no one knew that he possessed Mosayim Zuz, but that is not a reyes. Mishum Davidi inshi de mitzani. People hide their money. They're not mefarsim what they possess. So memele, if we would only say by Zuzi that without Edim were chayish he possessed Mosayim Zuz, I would say that Tavke by Zuzi, because a person usually hides the money that he possesses. So it's very possible in Shriyat that he Tavke possessed Mosayim Zuz and no one knew about it. So therefore there's a din of Chayshina. Avol are, but by a base school, Eimom, he the Islay Ara, Kole Islay. If he would have had karke is something one can hide. If he possesses a karke, so people would have known about it. And if no one knows about it, so this is l'chayre, the greatest raya, that he doesn't possess any kalkin. And therefore, I would assume that without Edim, that he possesses a base school, I can assume, and no one knows that he possesses a base school, I can assume b'teiras vada that he doesn't possess a base school. Kamash melon, that no, that even by kalkin, that is a reyese, that no one knew about it, afal pikein, I'm still chayish, maybe he did possess a kalk, even though no one knew about it. Let us see Rashi. Zuzi hu Davidi inchi de mitani. Vahosam hu de chazine, there the din is, im yesh loy, avi kedushe badai. If we see that there's eidu that are made, it's kedushe badai. Loy chazine, we did not hear from eidim, avi kedushe sofi. Avol aro ilo yedin in diyesh loy afilu kedushe sofik lekin. So here by kalke I would think if we are unaware that he possesses kalke, so that alone should cause it shouldn't even be kedushe sofik. The man de isle are kole isle. A person who possesses kalke, normally there's a kol that he possesses kalke. So Memele, without a curl, I would assume, B'teiras Vadai, that he doesn't possess Kalkin. Kamash Malon, so that's why it tells us, Kamash Malon, that it's also Chashinah. Now, Rashi is very interesting. From Rashi, this is how the Mashal explains Rashi. From Rashi, it would seem that from the Mishneh, from the Mishnayis, I could also derive that without Edim by Kalke is Chashina. Now, where do we see this from the Mishnayis? So Rashi says, Mide Taninu Gabi Adoti. Since the Tane wrote both Mishnayis, the Mishnah of Amanashe Yeshli Beisku, next to the Mishnah of Amanashe Yeshli Masayim Zuz, so the Tane seemed to compare these two Mishnayis. Lememres is coming to tell us that Ara Kizuzi, that Kalke is just like money. Mahosam Yeshloi Vadai Ein Loi Sofik. Because Mistavit is that way. Because a person holds money, hides money. So Memele, there's a Sfora to say, if I'm unaware of it, Al Kaponim, there should be a Sofik, maybe possesses Masayim Zuz. Av Kalke, about from the Smiches, a Mishnayis, that the Tane wrote both halachas, one next to the other, Av karke yesh loy vaday, ein loy sofik. Zog the Gemara weiter, Amenashe yesh li b'mokem ployni, im yesh loy. So here it says, if it's b'mokem ployni, so then she's mekodeshes. If it's not b'mokem ployni, she's not mekodeshes. Frek the Gemara pshitet. So it's poshet. That was the tnai. There was a tnai, a menashe yeshli b'mokim pleini. And if he doesn't have it in this mokim, so the tnai wasn't the skayim. What is the Mishnah teaching us? What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? So to Gemara, ma'o de taima, omalo, my nafkeloch minom, ke come with a taina Torah. That means, God, I mentioned the base school offer is in this place. It's got not there. It's further away. But to you, it doesn't make any difference. My napkeloch mino. Ano torachne umaisine. I'm the one that's working in the field. I'm the one that's going to bring the tvur. And to me, there's no difference if the base school is 10 minutes away from our house or 30 minutes away from our house. Lamaisa ano torachne umaisine. I have a base code the way I told you. I got told you that the mocking with the base code is 10 minutes away from the house. So it's not like that. So it's 30 minutes away from the house. So I would think there's no kpeide in this nekude where the base code is situated. Because theoretically there's no difference to her. He's the one that's going to bring the tvu, and he tiny start to me, there's no difference, a 10-minute walk or a 30-minute walk. It's kamash malon, that she can tie in. No, bedavke. Bedavke, I wanted to make sure, you're telling me, you're giving me a rain check, you're telling me that even if it's a 30-minute walk, you'll also make sure each day to bring tefillah. I'm not so batuach in that. If it's close, then I can rely that we'll have tefillah each day. If it's far away, I can't rely on this. I can rely on your haftoche. And that is why when we made it tonight, I was forget. I wanted to know where the base code is to be sure that it's close enough that I'll be batuach to get the tefillah. So Mamela, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. My nafke loch mino im rochiku. What difference does it make to you if it's rochik? Ano terachne o my sina tvula beisi. I'm gonna be matrich and I'm gonna bring the tvula. It's kamash malon that she can come with a tiny. Now there's a machlekes harishainim, the Rashbo and the Ran. What will be if the base kol ofo is not in the area where he said it was, but it's closer to them? So the Rashba tainis, in such a case, she zicha can't be mevatel the kedushin. What? She's not above the tainis. She's only above the tainis if there's a reason to be makpid that he gave her the wrong address. He told her it's close to the house and it's far away from the house. So then there's a mokim lahakbit. But if by giving her the wrong address, she's not losing anything from that, adarabe, it's closer than the way he said it was. So the Rashba holds that then the kedushin is a kedushin. And the Ran is chaylik, the Ran says, if it is not the way he said, she can tie, I had a hakpada, I had such a husband. As long as it's not the way he described where the karka is, the kedushin is bottled. Al menash erech beis kur ofo. Tono, lo niskav nezu, elo lirois mishaloi. And again, she wanted not somebody to see a beis korof, she wanted to see his beis korof. Bimera bebika eina mekodeshes pshite. So the Gemara says, lo tzriche denoket bedistura. It is speaking about that this beis kor that he showed her, it's taken not his, but he's an oris on this beis kor. So he has a schus in the peiris of this base kur. So one would think, I also have a shtickle bailis in the base kur. I'm an oris. And an oris gets a percentage of the tvur that grows. So kamash malon, that's not the type, amanash she erech base kur, even though he didn't say she yeshli, erech base kur means she wanted to see a base kur that he possesses, a base kur that he's another son, that doesn't fall into the category of erech. Now we're going to go into a new sugya. Gabei hegdish tna. We learned a mishnah by hegdish. Hamagdish sodeyu bishas hayoibu. If a person is magdish sodeyu bishas hayoibu, Noisin bezera choymer sa'irem chamishim shekel keset. The halach is like this. But all the time a person is magdish something, and he wants to be poided, so he's poided lefi shavya, whatever it's worth. Whatever it's worth, that's what the pidyon is. There's exeris ha'kosev, that astei achuze, if one is magdish astei achuze, the pidyon is not kol soda v'soda l'fi mashe shavet. Now there's a gzeres hakosev. Every stay achuze that was hugdash, the pidyon is a standard amount. A place where you could be zereya achaymer sa'irem, which is really a base kur, is your poide for chamishim shekel kesef. That is the pidyon of a stay, of a hegdish of a stay achuze. We do not look at the true shavyas. This is the This is the oifen how we're paid. Let us see what Rashi says. Bishas hayoivel. What does that mean, bishas hayoivel? So Rashi says, bizman shayoivel noik. Zman that is yoivel. Shekol stay achuze, every stay achuze, pidyoina ishova migzenus akosu. It has one pidyon, one equal pidyon, achas yofe, the achas lo. Doesn't matter the quality of the field, there's one standard pidyon, chamishim shekel kesef, for a base coat. Avo bizman sheina yoivul noyik. Is niftim bishovim, then this zeres hakosev doesn't apply. Then the steyachuse is equivalent to all other hagdish, that the pidyon is how much it's worth. So that's the first line of the Mishnah. A magdish sadeyu bishas ayoivel, bishas ayoivel means bizman that yoivel is noyik. So then there's a miyuchedik type of pidyon, zeres hakosev the type of pidyon. Noisein bezera choymer sa'orim chamishim shekel kesef. Hoyu nekoim amukim asoret fochim. What if you had, in this sada, you had cracks, you had holes in the karka, and the karka is, these holes are deep asoret fochim. Ois loyim givoyim asoret vochim, or you had stones, large stones in this karke, which are givoyim asoret vochim. Ein nimdodim imo. So ein nimdodim imo, we'll see, means that this does not have the shume of hamishim shekel keset. This is a shume lefi shabyai. These nikoim or sloim have a shuma lefi shavyoi. Ein nimdodim imo. Pachais mikan, if it's less than asaret vachim, the nikoim are not deep asaret vachim, the sloim are not gavoy asaret vachim. Nimdodim imo. So then the din is nimdodim imo. Vaavinam bo. So we asked the kasha. We didn't understand this halacha. This halacha does not make sense. Nehei de bahadi are loikotshu. I'll understand a chelik of what you're saying. That it doesn't have the kedushas of a stei achuze bahadi are together with the rest of the karke. But let it be hegdish alone. Now, what is pshat in this kasha? See, there's a machlokes Rashi and the Rashbam. But let us first see Rashi. Let's see what Rashi said. Nekoyim kemin gumis. There are types of cracks in the ground, holes in the ground. So the Gemara asks the kasha as follows. I don't understand this halacha. Nehei, I understand. The Bahadi are like kochu liyos nimdodim bikarke shove. Or perhaps it would be better to say kikarke shove. Liyos katafresh shalahem nimdad lalois becheshbe. That means, if you have here a stone that is 10 tfachim high, or you have a gume that is 10 tfachim deep. So when you measure, we're measuring a base core. A base core, we said, is 274 amas. Now, if we would measure every chelik of the sela, so it comes out, we measure the height of the sela, the height on one side, then the chelik on top, and then the height on the other side. So we'll be gaining. We'll be gaining area. So this is, if we need 274 amis, so we'll add up to the height, the shipua, the slam, everything will go into the chesed. So that, the Gemara says, I understand. I understand that when you measure a base school, you only measure Kalki Shabbos. Then I understand. So Einim Dodim Imo, I can understand that the Chelek HaShipua does not go into its Muvdol from the Sodeh. It's not a Kalki Shabbos. So it doesn't go into the Medida where we have guidelines. Of a base, every base school is 50 shekel kesef. So, I understand this cannot be mashlam the shir of the base school. That I understand. But it seems that the whole sela, including the level chelik of the sela on top, or the whole neka, including the level chelik of the neka on the bottom, also is not nimdad with the base school. And that is schwer to understand. Why not? This is one big field. I can understand that the medida is the length of the field, the width of the field. You can't add on to the medina the depth and the height of Nikoyim and Sloy. That I understand. But al-Koponim, the chelek hashove of the nekoyim and the sloyim, that should zicha be mitzarev to the field. That's the Gemara's kasha. Nehei the bahadi are loikotshu together. That means I can understand that the shipua, the height, the oimek does not become mitzurev. Should become mitzurev in order that it should be mashum the shir base school. Let us see again Rashi. Nehei de bahadi are loy kotshi liyis nimdodim bekal keshove liyis ketafre shalhem nimdad lalis bechesh. That I understand. That the slant, the goiva, cannot become mitzurev to the rest of the field. The karke shove that the sela and the neka possesses, that should become mitzurev. The slant shouldn't go into the cheshben. But how can you say a blank statement? Ein nimdodim imo, period. Why is ein nimdodim imo? The chelek hashoveh should be nimdad together with the rest of the field. That's the Gemara's kasha. V'chi teimo kama d'loi havi beis kuloi choshev. So maybe you'll tell me a teretz. You'll tell me a teretz. That the Emerson, the karke shove of the nekoim, the karke shove of the sloim, is really a separate field. It's a separate field because it's movable from the field. It's 10 tfachim higher than the rest of the field, or it's 10 tfachim deeper than the rest of the field. And this area is not a base school b'fnei atzmai. The halacha of shume, of chamishim shekel kesef is, if I'm being shown a whole base school, and since the area of the sloim and the nekoyim are not mitzurif to the rest of the karka, since it's muvdol ten tfachim, and alone it doesn't have a sheer base school, so that's why ain't them dodim imo. That's what you'll tell me. V'chitei mekam v'dloi havi base school loy choshev. We learned in Abaraisa Soda, it says, Imsdei Achuzosoi. So why did it say, well, let us say, Im Achuzosoi. Soda, Ma Talmud Loimer, Lefisha Nemer, Zera Chaymer Soirim Bachemishim. So I would say, when is there a din of Pidyon of Chemishim Shkolim, if it's this whole area of Zera Chaymer Soirim? Ain li el shigdish binyan hazeh. Minayin l'rabis lesach v'chatzi lesach. So talke v'chatzi talke v'afilu roi v'hakav minayin. Talmud loimer sode mikol mokim. So from sode mikol mokim we learn out that there is no minimum shear that a sode has to have in order to have this seder apidyin. So therefore, I'm back to my kasha. Why does the Mishnah tell us that the Nekoim and the Sloim ain't Nimda Dimimo? That I understand, that the Goyim and the Oimik is not Nimda. But the Chele Kashove should be Nimdad, and you should have this Seder of Pidyon and the Chele Kashove of Chamishim Shekel Kesef. This is a fraction of a base pool, so you'll be paid with a fraction of Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Why does it say Ein Nimda Dimimo? Let us see Rashi. Look for Rashi. So the Matalmud Loim Evahav Loila Michta Ve'im Echazos Ayag Dishish the Sod is Miyuta. I would think the whole Seder opinion is Dafke, Kedei Zerachayim Esayrim. How they know less Chatziko, Tarka, Chatziso. The Lav Menei Zriyaninu. Oh no, so that's the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara, Omar Ma'ukve Ba'chome, Oche B'nekoyim B'leyim Ma'yim Askinon. We're speaking about, you have a Amor de Kekash, you're 100% right. A Neka that is 10 Tfochim, you can zicher the Chelik HaShove, Shebeka Kois HaNeka. The Chelik HaShove that's on top of the Sela is zicher, the Din Pidyon is a Zera Chaymer Soyrim. That's you're 100% right. I hear it says, Einim Dodimimo, you don't cheshbon at all with this cheshbon of chamishim shekel kesef by the nekoim and by the sloim. So here it's speaking about the nekoim malei mayim askino. We're speaking about a neka, we're speaking about a gume that's full of water. So what if it's full of water? If it's full of water, so you can't plant anything there. This zeiris hakos of the geshume of pidyon of Zera Choymer Soirim is only if I'm being poida amokim haroyil ezriyeh. But if it's molei mayit, so it's not royil ezriyeh, so mamela, so it doesn't have this machudish dike shume of pidyon, and then you poida lafishavya. So he's making an akimt, we're speaking about the koim molei mayim maskinim. Mishum delav b'nei ezriyeh ninu. And then Moses says, I'll bring you a raya that was speaking about a neka that's molei mayim and is not roi lizroya boy. Diktoni dumye desloim gvoyim. It says here two things which are not, we are not shom. We are not einim dodemimo. We're not nimdat nikoim. And we're not nimdat, it's not nimdadimo sloim. Now asela is a stone. A stone is a lav bar zriye. So you see that we're speaking about mekoimis which are not bar zriyeh. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us that asteyachuze, there's a meyuchadika oifen of shume when you want to be poided from Hegdish. The oifen of shume is chamishim shekel kesef b'zerachim osoirim. That's the oifen of shume. Then the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, but if you have areas in this sada which it's impossible to be zerei on these areas, such as nekoim malei mayim, or sloim, or sloim gvoim asore, so memele, so these areas do not have this oifen ashume, and the pidyon from ekdesh is like all other ekdeshes which you go lefi shavir. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the lav nezriyanim. V'kosa v'kosuv zera. Zera choymer soirim. Umidi the lav nezriyanim. In things which are not nezriyah, ain't them nivdim b'domim halolu. They don't have this mechudish tike oifan apidyin, elo bishavya. And the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya that we are speaking about Nikoyim that are not roi lizroya b'seichem etz melei mayim dumid esloim shestam sela eine roi lizriya the koshu a sela is hard, so memele you can't be zerei an a sela, so therefore, so that's pshat ein in dodemimo, it has a different oifen ashume. a shume of shavyoi, not a shume of zerach haymasoy. Fregt the Gemara, shma mino. Aber ne is a raya take that my pshad is a emes a pshad. Fregt the Gemara, oh, you just told me now a whole shtick toire. That the halacha is that you need, in order to have this mechudish tike shume, it has to be a mokim haroi lizraya olam. That's what you told me. I'll buy it. Correct the Gemara, but now I have a tremendous problem. So why did the Mishnah differentiate between the koim which are 10 tfachim deep or the koim which are 9 tfachim deep? If the criteria is roi lizraya, so what's the chilek if it's 9 tfachim deep or 10 tfachim deep? It's not roi lizraya. Ihochi afilo pochis mikan ami. If that's shot in the Mishnah, so the measurements are loymal or loymayrit. Afilo less than 10 tfachim should also have a different eifen hashumah. So the Gemara answers, hani nagani da'are mikri, shedre da'are mikri. Let us see what Rashi says. Nagani da'are mikri, hanikoyim kruyim, agonei sakalke. These holes are called agonei sakalke, shehamayim mismatzin lesoichon, kamei vayosem vaagonei. It's a pond in the kalke. This becomes a chelik of the kalke. You're 100% right. You're right that this mokim is not roi lezriya. But since it's not a mokim miyuchet, it's not 10 tfachim deep or 10 tfachim high. Let us again see Rashi, nagane da are mikro, and the koim kruyim agones. These kumeis are called like pans, agones akarke. Shamayim mismatzim lesechem. The water drains into these places. Maybe yosem bagone, shidr da are, mokim esloim, ein lem shem, sloim laatzmon. It's not considered that this is a muvdol dike mokim. Ela shem hakakeim nekroim, shidrois hakake. Fine. Okay. So we learned the halacha that by hegdish, if there are nekoim usloim, let's talk about nekoim. If these nekoim are not malayim mayim, so then it's considered like a chelik of the karke, and the pidyon will be chamisha with the shuma of chamishim shekel kesef. If the nekoim are malayim karke, so then there is a different oifen of pidyon because it's not goyel israyaba. Fine. That's by hegdish. Gabi mechert nan. Now we're going to go in Hilchus Mekka Hemenka. Ha'ayma l'chaveiroi beiskul ofo ani moichaloch. A person tells his chava, I'm selling you a beiskul. Vohoyu shom nekoim amukim asore tfochim, oisloim gvoyim asore tfochim. So now, the moicha is telling the lekeich, I told you I'm selling you a beiskul. Now a base school is 274 amas by 274 amas. Well, I'm telling you, this karka is 274 amas. Well, you only see 270 amas. Well, let's start measuring the karka of the nekoyim. Let's start measuring the sloim on top. You'll see, it's 274 by 274. That's what he told. State in the Mishnah, Boyisham nekoim amukim asorat vochim, esloim gvoim asorat vochim. Aim nim dodim imo. So he can come with a taina, the lekeach can come with a taina. Listen, I wanted to purchase a karke, not a karke, there's ups and downs in the karke. I want a smooth karke. If it's 10 vochim high, so I started, I add up a little bit of, I make a jigsaw puzzle out of the whole thing. That means, I want a straight karke, 10 vochim. So here's not totally your water, knit water. You can plant down there. I'm not going to have I'm going to have 20 sodas I'm going to have. Here I go down to plant a little bit. Here I have to go up. I want a base, cool, offer means flat, or less than 10 tfachim. If it's 10 tvachim, so then these, you're selling me 5 sodas. I don't want them. So now, I'm a lechaveire base korof ani moichelach. Vaho yusham, the koim amukim asorat tvachim, I slime gvoyim asorat tvachim. Ein nimdodim imo. So this doesn't, this cannot be nimdat with the rest of the karke to add up to a base korof. Tvachas mikan, if it's less than 10 tvachim, less than 10 tvachim is considered one big reshus, it's a little bumpy. No, it's bumpy, but so the male and him do the mimo. The Omar Ma'ukve Barchomet, Afa Pishain Malayimai. Now, this aloche, that asoret fochim, is ainim do the mimo, is a full of not Malayimai. My time, Omar, a pop of shame, Odom Reutsu, she eatness moiso, besoda achat. The Yiraloi, the Yiraloi Kishnaim of Hishloishim Mekaymas. That's here. Mecher is a different, is a different guidelines. Mecher, even though you could plant there, I want to buy one field, not 4 fields from you. So Memele, so now, we have here 2 alochis. We have aloche by Hegdish. If I have Nekoim which are 10 tfachim deep and don't have water, so these 10 tvachim are mitzurif to the rest of the field, and it has a shume of chamishim shekel kesef. By mecher, if I have the koim which are 10 tvachim deep, it does not become mitzurif. And does not become mitzurif. Agavulche, I just like to mention, there's a merdike machlekes harishonim, does not become mitzurif. So what happens? So we have a field, and if we will not use the nekoim to be mashlim, the 274 amis, that's what says you can't use it to be mashlim. So he has to add on more karka. He has to give him more karka. So what happens to this area? So other safe shot, well, this area is not sold. You're tiny, you don't want to buy 3 fields to go down. So Mamela, so this area is not sold. So this belongs to the Meicha. Other say it belongs to the Meicha. There's a Machudish Tikka Raivit. The Raivit says, and will force the Lekech to buy it from the Meicha. That means we made a deal. I'm selling you a base school for X amount of money. For $1,000, I'm selling you a base school. So first, I wanted to give you a base school using these nekoim to be mashlim this year. So you told me, listen, that's not, I didn't want such a base school because such a soda, here I go down, here I go up. I want a base school of flat land. Fine? So I'll add on another shtikul kalk, and now you have a base school of flat land. So this you don't want. You don't want to accept this. I understand you. So this belongs to me. But now what am I going to do with such nekoim? What am I doing? In the middle of your field, there's a hole there. So what am I going to do? I can't walk through your field. You have no right to walk through your field. No. So the nekoim belong to me. And I have nothing what to do with him. So the Ravitz says, I'm the Kechidish. I can force you to buy it. So besides the price we had spoken about the Etzim Bay School, since you're getting more than a Bay School, so you have to, this is a Pshashita Saraivit. There's a Din Kvi, if I could be Koi for the like, but this is Einim Dodimimo, and the Shail is, what do you do with it if I can force you to buy it? I can't force you to buy it, it's mine and I'm stuck with it. Fine. So now the Gemara says further, so we have 2 halachas. By Hegdish, if there are Nekoim in the base school without water, so the Nekoim are Nimdat Imo, they have the same Oifen Ashume like the base school has. By Mechel, if you have Nekoim without water, it's not Nimdat Imo. So now, what will be the din by Kedushin? A person told his wife, Amanasha Yeshli Beis Korofa. She comes, and she comes to measure the field. Yeah, he has a Beis School. How do you have a Beis School? Oh, You go there with the, you measure with this, there's 20 gumas there, so you measure with the gumas, you measure with the slip. I have a base offer, and adding everything together will be a base offer. I told you, that's what I have. So, the Gemara clears a shayla, hochemai, lehegdish medamin in law, are we medame kedushin to hegdish? And by hegdish taket, nimdodim imo. Oyla mecha medamin in law, or maybe medame to mecha. Listen, I said base cool, I meant a base cool that, not that you put, you have to put it together like a jigsaw puzzle. So the Gemara says, "Mistavra lehegdish medamin lo." The Amalo ano tarachno bezarano maisina. He says, "What difference does it make to you? I'm the one that's going to work on this field. I'm going to plant. So if I have to go down into the guma and plant things there, that's my tackle. It's plantable, not mole mayim. So memele. So memele. This is called akia matnai." Anot tarachna v'zarana. Now the Rishonim ask Akasha, before we had a similar taina from the Baal. Before we had a taina, he said, I have a base kor in this area. And when she comes to get married, it's not in this area, it's 20 minutes further away. So the Mishnah says she's not mekudesh. So he also came with a taina. What's your geshefts? I'll be matriach. I'm doing the walking. I'm bringing the tour from the base school. So what's your geshef if it's further away? It's not further away. The Gemara says, no, listen, you told me it's in this area. I'd like to know if I'm getting married to you. So memele, here I don't reckon with his taina of anota rachma. And our Gemara, the Gemara says, I do reckon with the taina. Anota rachma is arano maisina. So they say a very partial deterrence. If it was explicitly spoken out, the base code is in this market. The base code is 10 minutes away from that. That was what was spoken out. Now we find out it's 30 minutes away from the house. So he says, well, you're right, it's not the way I said, but and that she comes with a taina, a rabid, mumgeret, 10 minutes away, that's what it has to be. Don't tell me to mutzumlach that you'll do, you'll bring, and it's your pekel. I wanted the dafke that it should be close to the house. It's not close to the house, finished. There was no kedushin. There it was spoken out clearly. Here nothing was spoken, it was only spoken out one thing. It was spoken out, I have to possess a base code. That's what was spoken out. Halachically, I have a base school. The Gabi Hegdish, you see, it's called a base school. You can add this. It's a jigsaw puzzle. Who said a jigsaw puzzle is not a base school? By Hegdish, it's a base school. It's a base school. By Mecha, Yannick can come with a tiny. He wasn't interested in purchase. But here, I'm not selling you anything. It just was a tiny that if I possess a base school, you're married. That, you want that I should possess a base school. I'm possessing a base school. So it's difficult. If I have a base school made out of a jigsaw puzzle, it's difficult to plant it. That's my parsha, not your parsha. I have a base school. That's how the Rishonim found it. Hochemai, kabi kedusha isha, im hoyu boi sloim, unekoim shal yutfoch, veinu malayim mayim, lehegdish medamin alo, venim dodim imo, ve'lemech medamin alo, ve'einim dodim, and it's not nim dodim. Let us just see two Taisvus in. Amagdish Adei Bishas HaYoivu, Perish Bizman SheHaYoivu Noig. That means Bishas HaYoivu. Then Rashi explained, then we have this Zeres HaKos of how the Oifan HaShumi should be. Poloi Garsinen Bishnas HaYoivu, which would mean that he's Magdish Mamish in Yoivu, Zim came Mashmed Amayri Bishon HaAtzmo SheYoivu. It means Mamish the year of Yoivu. So there, the Bohop Ligi Rabbi Shmuel Beseches Erchen, Chadom Eine Kedusha Kolika, one says it, Bechal doesn't become Kodesh. Bechadom a Kodesh V'yoytze. So Memele, and here it says it's Kodesh, and then there's a Seder, how the Pidyon has to be, so Kochoch, the Gil says, Shas and Nachnas. Ein Nimdodim Imo. Perish Bekunteris. What shall Ein Nimdodim Imo? Liyois Nigolim Bedin Choymer Seirim. V'emes was speaking about, that it's Molei Mayim, that's V'emes Pshat, or the Havamina was Tamazai, it's because it's Meshupe, is Peshpunas Liyash Negolim Bedin Chaymasayim, it doesn't have the Shumet. That means the Gemara always knew Ein Din Dodim Imo does not mean that it's not Kaddish. It's Kaddish, but the Oifen Ashume of Pidyon is not this Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Aval Ligoyel B'Shavyen Mi Kachi, that's Poshet. Ein Din Dodim Imo, there's a different Oifen Ashume. The Ein Loimed the Loi Kachi Klal, you can't say, since it's Muvdol Ten Tfochet. From the carcass of a chlal didn't become kodesh, talegora, miboyr, vegas, vishoivach, which are mamish different entities. It's not an atzmius of the sod. He was speaking about a gume in the sod, speaking about a cell in the sod. There, a boyr, vegas, vishoivach is speaking about mamish. These are built in yonim. Someone built a boyr, a gas, a shaver. The stan sefer kamoich has abayis hamagdish sadei higdish kuloi. A full of boyr, a gas, a shaver. Whatever tashmishim are a chelik of the sode become hugdish automatically when it's magdish to sode. V'chosh kein sloim in the koim. So you can't say ein nim dodim ima means that it never became hegdish in order to be poided. That's zichanarendis. Hegdish is zicheris. Now, ein nimdodim imo means that the oifen hashume, when you're poided, is different than of the chamishim shekel kesef. And for Yemes, the Gemara is speaking about that there's water there. So, mamele, it's not roil zriyas, it doesn't have the shuma of zera chaymesayim.